This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 30th. God's word to you today is not in vain. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 45, verse 19, from the Living Bible, and it says, I publicly proclaim bold promises. I do not whisper obscurities in some dark corner so that no one can know what I mean. And I didn't tell Israel to ask me for what I didn't plan to give. No, for I, Jehovah, speak only truth and righteousness. So many times, what God is trying to show us is far beyond what our brains can figure out. The challenge is that when we cannot wrap our minds around it, we limit our destinies. A vision, a lot of the time, will require getting us out of our comfort zone and stepping on the water. Like Peter, all we need to do is confirm it is Jesus leading us out. Lord, if it is you, tell me to walk on the water. And that usually makes all the difference. Matthew 19:26 from the NIV says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. What in your life right now looks impossible? Take this scripture and speak to it right now. How will you differentiate between human scheming and being a visionary from God? The human brain is very active, so we must be able to differentiate between scheming and being a visionary for God, God inspired. Peter obviously followed Jesus because he loved Jesus. He did not really care about getting a reward. He just wanted to be with Jesus and obey him. However, when he heard Jesus telling the man in Matthew 19 about a reward, Peter had to ask, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? This is taken from Matthew 19, verse 27. While this may come across as selfish, I do not think Peter was being selfish at all. He was already following Jesus, meaning he had given up everything, and that was purely out of love and passion. You can question if Peter was a visionary, but it is selflessness that he did not ask for a reward up front. What Peter was saying in essence was, Jesus, since we are already on the subject of rewards, please explain to those of us that have already given up everything to follow you what our reward will be. This is paraphrased. Jesus did not rebuke Peter for asking the question, and today, you and I have the benefit of knowing what is in it for those of us that are following Jesus. David showed up at the scene of a national crisis. Goliath was tormenting Israel, and David asked, "What is in it for the person that kills this Goliath?" In other words, I am not going to do this for free. Is that selfishness or vision? It is vision, but it can be selfish if it is not done with the right heart. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, today I remind you of your promise to me, the promise of a reward now and eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.